This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishour, in for David Brancaccio. It is thoroughly and officially summer. We've had the 4th of July, we've had blistering heat, and summer music festivals. They're starting to make a comeback, Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports.
One of the first music festivals of the summer happened in Portland, Oregon, over July 4th weekend.
So, without any further ado, at the 34th Annual Waterfront Blues Festival upriver, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Bayou Boys.
Oregon had just lifted COVID restrictions, but festival director Christina Fuller says the gravel-covered outdoor venue was still set up for
a socially distanced seating pod format.
600 guests shelled out $75 a ticket to sit in
2, 4, and 6-person pods, patio furniture, side table, a little bit of enclosure, and
AstroTurf.
AstroTurf, it really warms the gravel up.
Guitarist John Van Cura of the band March 4th says this is the first show they've played in a year and a half. And while he is grateful for the work,
I've gotten really used to audience right in my face dancing. When everyone's sitting in lawn chairs 6 feet apart, it definitely takes a little getting used to.
Bands and festival organizers are bringing back live music audiences this summer, says industry consultant Karen Allen.
Touring is on, club shows are on. There are huge 4-day massive festivals planned for September through November. We're seeing full schedules for 2022.
And sales are strong. Austin City Limits sold 450,000 tickets in just 3 hours for a festival that takes place over 2 weekends in October. But for artists,
there are a lot of contingencies in the contracts for what if COVID comes back? What if we have to reschedule?
Coachella didn't happen in the spring, but Lollapalooza is on, and so is Bonnaroo later this year. And Ryan Borba at Polestar, which tracks the touring industry, says big festivals and headliner tours are putting intense pressure on an industry that's lain dormant for 16 months.
There's a lot of concern there's not going to be enough staff. It takes hundreds of people to put up these shows. A lot of these people found other jobs. There was literally no income.
And while consumer demand is strong, it's not clear how ready people are to return to giant venues and huge crowds, says Christina Fuller at the Portland Blues Festival.
Everybody is at a different comfort level of getting back into groups. Everyone is not ready for shoulder-to-shoulder dance floors or mosh pits.
Adding a little more uncertainty for the industry as live music comes roaring back. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.